We've been looking at the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and focusing on ayah 110 of Surah Bani Israel, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Qulid Allaha awid ar-Rahman, ayyaman tad'u, falahul asma'ul husna. Say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman, whichever you call upon, he has the best of names. We've been looking at the application of these names into our lives. For the Prophet ﷺ has told us, تَخَلُّكُ بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today we will look at the attribute of Al-Muqaddim, translated as the promoter. Now, if we look at Al-Muqaddim, and also Al-Mu'akhir, which will be the next one, we will find that they're not mentioned in the text of the Qur'an by those names, but references have been made. Let's look at the reference of Al-Muqaddim. In Surah Al-Fath, which is Surah number 48, Ayah 2, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, see, the first ayah says, إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا, indeed we have given you a clear victory. And then he says, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ, so that Allah may forgive your community their past faults and those to follow. Now, the idea here in essence, linguistically, the word مُقَدِّم comes from the root word تَقْدِيم, which means advancing or promoting or preferring. In essence, Al-Muqaddim means the one who presents things and places them in their right place. Whoever deserves to be advanced or preferred or favored over others, it is Al-Muqaddim who advances his rank and his status. In other words, he brings forward whomever he wills. He advances human beings according to their sincerity of their submission to him. And he also protects them against falling into disobedience if they have connected themselves to him. He has advanced the human being amongst all his creation by giving them this ability of free will, this ability of reasoning and intelligence. For example, he invites the whole of humanity to truth, but advances those who respond to the invitation. Let's look at the other aspects of Al-Muqaddim. He has advanced the Prophet ﷺ from all, because he responded in the best of ways. He has advanced the Laylatul Asra, the night journey, from all journeys. He has advanced Laylatul Qadr from all the other nights. He advanced the month of Ramadan from all other months. Therefore, he advances or promotes whomsoever he pleases on account of their submission, of their God consciousness towards him, and responds favorably to them. When we apply Al-Muqaddim to our lives, in essence, it means to be proactive, not to be reactive, but proactive. It's very well put in a book by Stephen Covey. His book's called The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And the first habit he talks about is proactiveness. And this is exactly what it means to apply Al-Muqaddim to our lives. I'll use some of the extracts from Stephen Covey's book, when he says that the language of reactive people absolves them of responsibility. For example, they will say, that's me, that's just the way I am. Or they will say things like, he makes me so mad. Or, I can't do that, I just don't have the time. Or, if only my wife was more patient. Or, I have to do it. Now, to change that language, let me give you an example of what he says. Rather than saying there's nothing I can do, proactive language is, let's look at our alternatives. Rather than saying, that's just the way I am, in proactive languages, I can choose a different approach. Rather than saying, he makes me so mad, proactive languages, I control my own feelings. Rather than saying, they won't allow that, then proactively to say, I can create an effective presentation. Rather than saying, I have to do that, say, I will choose an appropriate response. Rather than saying, I can't, say, I choose. When you say, I must, say, I prefer. And rather than say, if only, then say, I will. Now, language is very, very important in changing us. But in essence, it's the whole attitude problem. When we apply al-muqaddam to ourselves, then we must be able to be proactive, to be able to take the initiative, in other words, to be able to make decisions, to be responsible, to move forward towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that He is able to advance us. Socioethically, it is someone who is aware of himself or herself, and knows that it is the ego which is pulling him down towards the earth, because it was created from it, while his nafs is pulling him up towards the heaven, because it came from that direction. And it's a person who continually advances himself or herself towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you recite this name 184 times a day, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist you the wisdom to choose your priorities in life, so that you may have the best of both worlds, as we recite in the dua, رَبَّنَا عَاتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ.